Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Candidates in Georgia's runoff for a U.S. Senate seat are making their final push ahead of Election Day on Tuesday. Democratic incumbent Raphael Warnock is defending his seat against Republican challenger Herschel Walker. From member station WABE, Alex Helmick reports.
Tens of millions of dollars have poured into the state for this runoff, as well as celebrities and surrogates. Warnock just came off a rally with former President Barack Obama in Atlanta. Walker is back on Fox News and stumping in largely Republican-friendly areas with surrogates, including Senators Tim Scott and John Kennedy. The messages have also been very different. Incumbent Warnock is leaning more moderate, touting his bipartisan record, while Walker is playing more conservative, like regularly rallying against trans people in school sports and the military. For NPR News, I'm Alex Helmick in Atlanta.
Authorities in North Carolina say vandals may have caused a major power outage that left tens of thousands of residents without electricity. Nick DeLaCanal of member station WFAE has more.
Some 40,000 Duke Energy customers lost power in central North Carolina Saturday night after authorities say multiple substations were damaged in what appeared to be an intentional act. The Moore County Sheriff says deputies are investigating the outage as a criminal occurrence. No motive was given. A Duke Energy spokesperson says the company also suspects potential vandalism. The outages stretch across several towns in Moore County, about 50 miles northwest of Fayetteville. The town of Pinehurst says traffic lights were out and multiple accidents occurred. For NPR News, I'm Nick DeLaCanal in Charlotte.
The European Union says it will change its own regulations in response to President Biden's climate and tax bill passed in August. Terry Schultz reports from Brussels.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says subsidies and tax breaks for U.S. companies envisioned under the Inflation Reduction Act could mean investors choose not to come to Europe and that European companies may be frozen out of operating in the U.S.
Does this mean that we will engage in a costly trade war with the United States in the middle of an actual war? This is not in our interest, nor in the interest of the Americans.
Von der Leyen says in response, the EU will adjust its own processes for assisting industry with subsidies and complementary funding. The head of the European Parliament's Trade Committee is suggesting the bloc file a complaint with the World Trade Organization. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
The OPEC oil cartel and its allies have decided to stick with their decision in October to cut output by 2 million barrels a day until the end of 2023. U.S. officials have accused the group of siding with Russia, despite its war in Ukraine. Meanwhile, Russia says it won't sell any oil to nations taking part in a $60 per barrel price cap, which goes into effect tomorrow. This is NPR News from Washington. Iran's public prosecutor says the country's morality police force is being shut down. There's been no confirmation from the Interior Ministry. Anti-government protests have spread across Iran since September, when a 22-year-old man died after being detained. The religious police had accused her of violating the strict Islamic dress code. Since then, hundreds of people have died in the police crackdown on demonstrations. Funeral services were held yesterday for one of the victims in the Club Q shooting in Colorado Springs. Tony Gorman of Colorado Public Radio has more.
Doves were released as friends and family remembered Raymond Green Vance. The 22-year-old was known to be kind and selfless. His girlfriend, Cassandra Fierro, says he enjoyed his friends the most.
To Raymond, I'm going to miss you a whole lot. There's nothing I wouldn't do for you. I'm so happy that you're not in pain.
Vance was with Fierro's family celebrating a friend's birthday at Club Q on the night of the shooting. Her father, Rich, helped subdue the gunman. Services for the other four victims are scheduled for later this month. For NPR News, I'm Tony Gorman in Colorado Springs.
The Supreme Court hears arguments tomorrow in a case involving competing rights, free speech, and the right to public accommodation that businesses open to the public can't discriminate based on factors such as race, gender, and religion. A custom web designer opposed to same-sex marriage objected to creating designs for same-sex couples. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.